that you, you know, can look at the weather around here?
No, we really don't, because I depend on the radio a lot. But I'll tell you one thing, your bones makes a difference, especially if you have arthritis. Now, I don't have much arthritis, but this knee that I told you that I hurt that time, now I can tell when it's going to be bad weather, and especially in the winter, because it gets stiff.
When the weather is
bad. When it's cold, or when it starts to rain, a cold, wet rain, and a few days before that, I'll start having that knee will be stiffer, and I said, well, it'll be raining a few days. And it's the atmosphere, I think, you know, something in it that tells us. And it, most old folks, very few young folks, but most old folks can tell you the weather according, especially if they have arthritis.
And then the weather starts
getting rainy or wet or bad or a little cold, the temperature drop. Yeah.
Do you ever look up in the sky?
Yeah, I look up in the sky lots. I would like to watch clouds, don't you? I'm a cloud watcher. When my children were little, we'd go out, I'd get them a pallet, and they'd even, we'd go out late when we'd get through with everything, and we'd lay out and watch the stars. Don't you like to watch the stars? Moonlight with your girl, go out in the moonlight.
Yeah, I do.
There's nothing better, prettier than the stars to me. And the clouds, I love to see the white, perfect clouds. You could just reach out and, you know, feel like snow, you know. You know what my Sunday school teacher said the other Sunday? It impressed her. She's a smart woman. She's a good Christian woman, too, I believe. She said, the other day I saw such a beautiful cloud, and it was so white, and the blue was so blue back of it. And said, I thought to myself, she's 3 years older than I am. She doesn't go as much as I do, and she's got plenty of money, bless her heart. She said, what I thought was, wouldn't it be wonderful to see the Lord Jesus coming, standing up there in that sky, behind that beautiful blue sky. You know, she's tired and she's not well and she's ready, see. She said, wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, now, I didn't think about that in the cloud. I just said I would love to reach up and touch it. But she is tired. She, you know, when you get tired, a lot of people get old and tired, and you do, but you can rest a while. Go see something, talk to somebody, do something for somebody. Beside doing for yourself, see? Make somebody happy. But she doesn't. She stays at home. She's got plenty of money. She never has driven a car. But she has plenty of money. She could hire a taxi. She could go on an airplane anywhere she wants. But that's it. People are missing out. When in her songs, she has one son. He has plenty of money. What's she getting out of life? She teaches at Sunday school, lady. She doesn't belong to a club. One bridge club that 8 women every week play it. Well, that's pure boredom to me. I don't like cards, do you? I don't play canasta. Rook was the only thing that I ever liked. And that's when I was young and courting and I could beat my boyfriend, my sweetheart. That's the only thing I ever cared about was rook. But canasta, all that's for the birds, not for me. And that's what she does. That's what she does. That one club in her. She's a good Sunday school teacher, but she's missing out on a lot.
Now today was a
beautiful day. Except it was hot. I don't know how hot it got. Did you look at the thermometer coming out here? What was it?
About 100.
Oh, not today. Now, you know, I bet it wasn't but about 94, wasn't it?
It was about 90.
Well, I didn't think it hardly got up to 94 because it hadn't been hot to me. It was a beautiful day today. Right.
When you have a lot of clouds and everything like that, you say it's a...
It's muggy. It's cloudy and muggy. I believe it's going to rain today. Cloudy.
The clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you might be going to have some rain or something.